Okay, now we're moving on to section number four. Board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Raquel Mercado. She is the vet in Tucson that is allegedly performing C-sections and ear cropping in her shed. An address, no other further contact information for her. Is that correct, Tracy?
Yeah, I have an address. It's something.
Right.
More than what I normally get.
So, I mean, is this something we would just refer off to the police for?
Open a case?
Yeah, when you open a case.
When you open a case, okay. So I make a motion to open a case.
Second.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, I'm like, because it's still going to go through, we can do. Do we have two cases now because we both did it?
Okay. Well, we have a motion and a second to open a case about possible unlicensed practitioner Raquel Mercado. So no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. See what we get. Board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner case C-2304, Leslie Tell Barnhart.
So those two, number two and number three, go together.
Okay.
They're the same.
Gotcha.
They're the owners of the facility.
The pit bull store.
Pit bull store.
So does that copy in there that was submitted with it that looks like it's the list of services from the website, was that recently pulled?
No,
they changed it.
They changed it. They removed all of that.
But
originally, all those services were listed with pictures of them, lab equipment and ultrasounds and doing an insemination, and all of a sudden, those are all gone.
Yeah, and we verified that they're all gone.
On the website.
The current website.
Okay. And then the other thing I was going to say, is there a way that we can request that they add to the website that vaccines are for purchase, not administration?
They added that.
And if you look in some of the Facebook posts, there's one that said, thank you for vaccinating my puppy.
No, they only do it on
but they
personal
don't,
dogs.
But now they're saying all we do is sell it to you and tell you how to do it and it's your responsibility. And I have the question, can they even do that?
Yeah.
They can do that?
Yes.
They don't have to have any kind of pharmacy, you know,
no.
You can just buy it and
retail
sell it.
Yeah. OTC.
Like farm supply.
Okay.
I mean, I think they're lying, but can we do anything about it?
Yeah, what can we do?
That'd be up to the police to basically subpoena receipts and looking for that for taxes, because everything's going to be documented on what they're paying taxes on, even though they're not serviceable taxes. It's going to be there. So it's just as the police or the IRS, is anybody going to investigate this, Department of Revenue, whoever, because we can't request those kinds of things, but it's all going to be in receipts. It's all there.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Let's
it's just doesn't anybody care.
Just going back to it. Then.
Right. Oh, nothing will.
Nothing.
They'll still do it. They just won't advertise it as like this.
That assumes they're filing taxes.
True. Well, then they get them for something else. But I mean, this hasn't been referred to anybody, any law enforcement agency yet, right?
No.
Stop phone. All of them. I'm done with this stuff. I'm done. I would send it to the dude down the street that's just walking there and holding a sign, just say, go do something, because I'm sick of this happening. I'm furious that we can't do anything about this. I've talked about it every single meeting, and I'm over it. So I've sent it to every single legal agency, every single prosecutor out there, the ambulance chaser lawyer that's on the billboard out there. I don't care. Send it to everybody, because this stuff has to stop. That's my piece.
So they have several different locations, right?
Yeah.
So, in addition to the Maricopa County Sheriff, maybe you send it to the...
Well, and they're in California as well, knowing their laws, like, that's...
Especially when they talk about ear cropping and stuff in California. They're really going to spank them there.
Who submitted this complaint initially?
It was online. Was it an email or something? Or?
Yeah,
can we ask
person to continue to monitor their Facebook?
You're a PI now.
I think it was anonymous.
CI.
I just think it's interesting that they sell, you know, luxury goods and pet food and all of this, but at the same time, these folks are not taking their dog to a vet for their vaccines. I mean, you're buying your fancy dog.
It's preying on people's ignorance is all it is.
Right.
I mean, that's literally what they're doing. Yeah, I have no problem.
And they say they refer to a particular clinic, and they have a mobile coming. But that's just for us.
Yes.
That's for us.
Well, I mean, how would they be realistically very profitable if they were just merely selling?
All businesses exist to make money. If they weren't making money, they would not be in existence. So they're making enough money to survive. And that's the thing. So they're just preying on ignorance. That's all it is, saying vets are too expensive.
They are, but that doesn't bring them right to it.
I'll second that.
Okay, so.
Can we do one at a time?
Okay. So with regard to Leslie Tell Barnhart, we have a motion to send it to every agency.
Yeah, because their address is in this thing, right? Yeah, so there is Mesa, Phoenix, and Claremont. So can we forward it to ODB? Let me say, would Lisa be the prosecuting attorney in those areas?
There's a new location in Surprise or something, too.
Oh, is there a new Surprise one, too? So I guess it'd be Maricopa County for Phoenix, Mesa, or do we do State Attorney General? Which one? But basically, whoever would oversee those locations. Surprise is still part of Maricopa, I assume, so I think it is.
Surprise is Maricopa.
Yeah, okay.
All in Maricopa, but I would... Like you said, it's not getting done, no. So send it to the...
I mean, states too, the state, or these cities?
Send it to the AG, to the each city.
I think so. Like I said,
I mean, there might be somebody in some department that says, I'm not going to put up with that.
Someone's going to be bucking for re-election and wants an easy thing.
Yeah.
Animals are always easy to get to buy votes with, so.
What about, because of what they're doing there, what about sending the... telling the ASPCA to come out and take a look too.
It has to be go through the city first. So the police work under the police department, so the police.
You can't go directly.
It depends on each city. Each contract is different.
It's different.
Yeah. So some call us first to go look at it, and then they'll come as reinforcement if there's some sort of violation. And then there's others that say, wait, we'll look into it and then call you if we need you. So it really is.
So how about if you CC'd the, what is it, this?
Arizona Humane Society.
Arizona Humane Society.
So
I was thinking cruelty or anything,
so they knew.
That's
Arizona. They're under that.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So how are we closing the loop? So they sent us their statement saying, we don't do any of this. So now we are going to write them back and say, we don't believe you, and we are opening, or we are forwarding this on, or do we first have to say, I guess if they're not doing it, we can't say stop what you're doing. So,
Mark, I believe we would just be closing the matter after you guys make your decision to refer to the county.
Again, we think it's just Maricopa County.
Okay.
If there's other counties involved, we'll send it to the appropriate county, but our statute is limited to the county and the AGs.
Okay.
Yeah, so could we even send it to California, or no, because that's a whole other jurisdiction?
Well, you can send it to California,
Okay.
This is an FYI to the California state. Are you thinking the California board?
No, because they can't do anything, but, maybe, I guess. Yeah.
That's the only place that I would recommend that you
people send it to us, we can't do
that. That's what you have. Let them investigate. Yeah, actually, that's a good idea, the board.
Yeah.
And then let them start working on this, potentially. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm sure they have a lot more requirements.
Yeah, California can get you a little easier. Which is good and bad.
It may at least create some kind of interest from other parties, which might put these people on alert that,
hey. And that's all you do, just like some things. You can't go through the legal courses, you go through the media channels instead. I mean, it's those kind of things. When you can't do it the way you want to do it, sometimes all you can do is involve everybody else that people know.
So and we know finally once you're officially off the board that you're going to be the one calling up.
And I told you I needed
the hobby. Side and,
We also need our own social media influence.
Okay, so do I have a motion then? In the case of C-2304 Leslie Tell Barnhart, we're going to close. Do I have a motion to close the case out and then forward to the proper authorities?
Yeah, so moved.
Okay, so a motion. Do I have a second? A motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Same exact thing then for C-2305, Amy Rose Woodywiss.
heard that last name.
That's a new one, I've never seen.
Where's that one?
That's number three under section.
Yeah, number three, it's the same, they're
together.
Partners. Partners.
Oh, see the partner.
Partners of.
Same motion?
Yes.
Same motion.
And second.
Same motion, same second.
Motion and a second to close this case out and refer to the authorities. No further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. See what happens. Okay, next page, number four, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 3222-42B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. Krista Dupree.
Yeah. So she withdrew her application.
Yeah. Right. So I guess really there's no action.
Which I think is a very professional way of her to approach this. Most people just kind of walk away and just disappear. Yeah. So that's, I like that.
Yeah.
It's a bummer that I didn't have an outcome, but she's, I have a lot of respect for her for taking it with grace.
And she may be now moving to.
I hope so. I hope so, yeah. She, I mean, she sounds like she has some passion for it, so I hope she wants to. We need people with that.
So
just not
that's all we needed to do.
It's
just
okay, so moving on to number five, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests for continuing education approval for animal chiropractic education source, Meridian, Texas, on-demand in-person classes.
I just had a question. Is this just like they get approval for a certain period of time? Just because you wonder about relevancy for on demand.
It's for the renewal cycle, unless it's.
So basically only until December 31st.
That's how we've done it.
2022.
So they'd have to reapply next time for the next renewal cycle.
Got it. Okay. That's fine. It's
a good question. I like that. Thank you. It's kind of messing me up on the IVCA because I keep thinking about ICVA. So it's like close. I thought it was a miskey. I can't say that. Sorry. I see you. Did you make a motion?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay.
I didn't know if any veterinarians in the room had any.
Glitter? Yeah, I'm wiping it off.
I mean, nothing.
We're all going to be sparkling.
I'll make a motion that we ban glitter cards in the future.
I'll make a motion
second.
To approve the continuing education request.
Second. Okay, that. Motion and a couple of seconds, I think, for no glitter as well as approving continuing education. The animal chiropractic education source. If there's any further discussion, otherwise, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Approved. Okay, the board may review, discuss, and take action on letter of agreement between the American Association of Veterinary State Boards and the Arizona Veterinary Medical Examining Board regarding administration of the Veterinary Technician National Examination, the VTNE, for 2022 to 2025.
So that's just them administering it. So I mean, it's just something we've been doing, just kind of housekeeping stuff. So I make a motion to send a letter to confirm what I'm making a motion for.
I think you could say that you're directing me to sign it on the board's behalf.
Oh, so I make a motion to direct staff to sign on behalf of the board to enter into this agreement for 2022 to 2025.
Okay. Motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Does anyone need another bathroom break? Trying to extend the meeting, but
almost done.
Yes, they were pretty close.
I have a question. The one that we just did, the pit bull store, the Barnhart lady, is there a connection to Altered Tales? Isn't that the Barnhart?
Barnhart Clinic? I can't imagine.
That's the name of the East Valley one, is Altered Tales.
Barnhart, actually.
That's the other one.
That's It's a good academic question, but that was a multi-million dollar clinic, wasn't it?
Interesting.
That's a
well,
huge.
I'm just wondering if there's any relation there that might be worth exploring.
Same last name.
And it's an odd name. Anyway. Anybody need a bathroom break? Okay, well, we will go on to number 7, board may review, discuss, and take action on fiscal year 22 annual report to the governor.
Madam Chair, members of the board, so I've shared this report with you. It is required by our practice act to submit this report. It's, as you see, it's just the data points of all the things that we've done, basically. There isn't anything terribly surprising that we haven't talked about over time. So if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I like this. It's always such a great snapshot. And I feel like I always need to review it when I go off to the AESB conference. Just see if I can remember just some of those little highlights. But so thank you. Okay. So take action on it? Just
no.
Okay.
You read it, you absorb it, and you learn it.
That's right. Memorize it. Okay, board may review, discuss, and take action on the International Council for Veterinary Assessments 2022 annual report for licensing boards. It's in supplement 1.
And this is also just for information.
Right.
They provide this report. Probably the most, I think, interesting part is seeing the performance of different categories of people who graduated from non-accredited schools versus those that didn't. It's quite a big difference.
Okay. No? Okay. Moving right along here. Board may review, discuss, and take action on American Veterinary Chiropractic Association notice regarding 2022 annual conference. Again, that's in supplement 1.
Madam Chair, members of the board, so those of you who have been around a while may remember that every year or 2 years we get pretty much the same letter. Telling us and them also, you know, asking for specific legal advice on what they can and can't do. And in the past, I believe, if my memory is correct, that our response was, you know, refer them to the Practice Act and the administrative rules, and that it's their responsibility to comply with those things. But I don't know if you have other things you'd like me to add.
Maybe.
And can you
highlight the statute that you have to have a veterinary license, not a chiropractic license?
So the what constitutes the practice of veterinary medicine?
Yeah.
That whole piece of it.
Yeah. They brought that up at the ACVMA presentation.
Oh, that's right.
They brought what up?
Someone from this group approached Victoria and I, and Dr. James, we were doing a presentation to the AVMA at Midwestern.
Mm-hmm.
AZVMA, sorry. And a woman who was associated with this group came up and was posing this exact question.
Yeah, as you're speaking, I apologize for interrupting. As you're speaking, I think it may be a different situation.
Okay.
I think that was a school, but I think that is some of the same.
Okay. Same issue though, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, people like to try and get us on the record, on the sly, to say something.
Didn't happen.
So
it's
always a good idea to be like, just be careful
Nobody
what you
did.
Say, especially when we're representing the board, because people will try and get us into something.
Right.
Well, what a nice segue.
I know.
Into the next
that's
agenda.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
General update.
Well done.
Your intro there.
Right. Take it away, Mark.
Does anybody have to use the restroom?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that first. Okay. We'll do that and reconvene after.
Yes, because you're slamming us through this meeting. Jeez.
Well, I know. And is it 12 or 12:30 that we went
12:30.
So
because we start at 8:30. Even
yeah,
if we take a restroom break, we're not going to make
We're
it.
Not going to make there, so.
All right.
We'll just carry on then.
What's that?
So yeah, go. No, you go right ahead. I think
right.
we're good.
I just want to make sure everybody's comfortable.
I mean, is this going to be like a 4-hour deal? Do we need a bathroom break?
No, but it's really a nice segue in all seriousness, because as board members, whether you're at a conference or having a, you know, going to get coffee, if somebody recognizes you and approaches you, generally speaking, the best advice is always just to let them know that, hey, you know, I'd love to help, but I can't. If I do, if something ever comes before the board, I'd have to recuse myself. And just to refer them to, you know, in particular, Victoria or board staff. If it's something for me, Victoria will, you know, get me involved. And as we know, there's very few questions that were asked that are black and white. They're always going to be nuanced. And you're not going to know all of the information. That's why we always wait until we get the complaint. The board investigates it, puts all the information in front of you, and then based upon the information that you have, you make a decision. And as we see from time to time, we don't always agree. And so, as helpful as that we want to be, you know, to our peers, to our friends, to, you know, people who refer people to you, you're really not being helpful if you try to answer their questions, because chances are you're not going to know all of the information. And if you think you do, keep in mind you're only hearing it from one person. You're not hearing the other side of the, the issue, whatever it may be. Or you might not be presented with all of the scenarios, all of the facts. So it's just best practice to say the best way I can help you is to refer you to the board or our website. And if that doesn't answer your questions, then you really do may have to, ask counsel. Whether it's through your employer, or if you don't have that resource, then reaching out personally to an attorney to get advice.
No.
But it's tough, and it's just a friendly reminder, as Victoria and Jane just illustrated an example.
And that just brings up a question that someone's always wondered in my mind. I mean, are we always in a capacity as a board member? Because I mean, we can have academic conversations about stuff in general. I mean, can we qualify and say, look, I'm not speaking as a board member, this is just my thoughts on this conversation we're having? Well, I mean, can we ever disqualify ourselves from the actual board level? Because we're all gonna have some kind of conversation from time to time with friends, with whatever. I mean, that's just academic stuff, and it's not in a capacity.
Absolutely, and like you said, you indicate that you are speaking on behalf of the board, that you don't have the authority to speak on behalf of the board. And, given your individual capacities, it wouldn't be a surprise if you were asked to participate in some sort of, seminars, conferences, presentations. And you're free to do that. Just because you're a board member doesn't disqualify you from doing that. But you do have to, in the beginning, disclaim that you're not here representing the board, and give the audience a quick 5-minute, review that there is a board and who is the board,
Well, can I jump in on that and share my own personal opinion about that? Is that while you could do that, I would just ask you to be mindful of that, and that my experience is that people still know you're a board member, and they're going to take to heart what you're saying as the right thing, and they may take action that's not in their best interest. As Mark explained, when it comes to the board can give a different answer, because the board is always different people, and it's like that.
Well, in the facts, the board will make its decision based upon the facts that are gathered during the course of the investigation, after both parties have given every opportunity to present whatever information they think is relevant to the situation. And again, in these type of settings, you're not going to be privy to that. You're getting it from one side. And you just have to be mindful. And am I really helping?
I don't starting to get questions though, like on what would the board do with this. I get more questions on what are we legally allowed to do? And sometimes I'll say, well, you can look at the statutes and here's the one I would look at, right? Like I'll kind of point them to it. But I don't go into interpretation, but I don't feel like that's giving advice. That's just.
Well, and you have to be careful, Dr. James, because again, they may be asking you, what does the law allow me to do and not share with you all of the facts. So if, your answer may be, you might have one answer given a certain set of facts and perhaps view it a little bit differently if there were additional facts or less facts.
Well, and that's correct. I would never try to interpret it like that. Like, I would never say whether I think a certain scenario would constitute a violation. I would never get into that conversation. But if somebody said, how often do we have to collect a temperature? I'd probably be like, well, there's a statute on that, and here's where you go to look for it.
That's great.
And I just wouldn't even, I feel like if you can point to a statute, then you're not doing anything that
right. They're
having to interpret the statute. I'm not interpreting it.
I think that's very helpful, and letting them know that if you don't have a copy, you can find it on the board's website. Because I don't know the answer. How many, practitioners have a copy of the board's statutes and rules in their office?
They're supposed to all have them.
But how many do?
Digitally.
Hard copy or PDF?
Yeah,
they have the internet.
Well, and I always tell people, just like Dr. Servin always said, every 2 years, you should read through the entire statute.
Absolutely.
Every 2 years, just do it.
Yeah.
It's exciting read, I know. Actually, it is kind of fun. But it's something you have to do because they're updating all the time. And we just got a new one.
And, we do it regularly. And I always find myself, okay, Tracy, where is this provision?
Yeah.
I know it's there.
That's why I love the effort put into this. So.
Yes.
It's an awesome book.
So it's just
on occasion I get a question about.
I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I have been.
Sorry.
Madam Chair, if you could instruct the board members to turn on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please
move. So generally, the inquiries I get, and I don't get a lot of them, but every once in a while, generally it's from another veterinarian, is about unlicensed practitioners. Mm-hmm. So. I do tell them, look, here's what you need. Who, what, when, why, where.
That's
so
good.
You need the person who owns the animal, the location, the day, all that, and then you need to call Tracy and give it to her.
Yeah.
And don't tell me anything.
That's exactly.
Because then I can't vote.
Yeah, and that's where you just have to exercise that judgment,
I've had some. I've had some times when something has happened in a case, and at the practice that I'm working relief at, maybe we could do this better here. And so, without referring to a specific case, I mean, they obviously know I'm speaking as a board member, but I see this, and maybe we ought to look at changing this here, or just a suggestion. Not referring to a case or anything like that. Is that, am I okay?
Yeah, again, because you're not holding yourself out as a representative of the board.
No.
You're just a fellow professional who sees things and is making suggestions, practice recommendations. I hope that goes on all the time. We're always trying to do what we do better.
Okay.
And of course, within the four corners of the laws and rules,
Thank you, Mark. That's helpful.
Victoria, any other thoughts?
No, thank you.
Tracy?
And again, while we're on Attorney General update, thank you for sharing that email about Sunita. I know not everybody on here knows
awesome.
Her,
yeah.
But I thought that was great, or at least I hope she thinks it's great. Maybe she'll report back in a year that it wasn't.
It's quite
an honor.
It is
a huge honor, so that's.
Yeah.
So is it the bar that appointed? I mean, how did she?
The governor.
The governor does. Okay, because I was like,
yeah.
Do you just apply? Like, just you're always wondering how judges
do. It's quite a. There's quite a no pun intended, vetting process. We're all very excited for her, of course. If we were going to lose her, we're glad we're losing her to the county.
Exactly. We'll extend our congratulations.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
She'll love hearing that.
Okay, well, moving on to number 11, the executive director report.
Thank you. So the first one, I just wanted to report that we did survive our payment card industry audit that we have every year. It was easy this year because we hadn't used our payment card system for a while. But they do need to be updated. The standards change each year, so we have to make sure we're in compliance with all that stuff. So that's all taken care of. We can be comfortable that that piece of us is secure. The second item I have is just kind of an update on license renewals. It's that time again already. So our fall newsletter is supposed to be mailed any day now. That will go out to all the licensees, CPTs, vets, premises, everybody. And that kicks off the renewal season. That gives the basic information, reminds people about their CE, and then just provides some other information. You'll see the newsletter, but one thing that in the past year or so the board had specifically asked me to add to the newsletter, which I did, which was a little blurb to remind people who are responsible veterinarians to be sure to let us know when they're no longer going to be the responsible vet so that years don't go by and they're surprised when a case gets opened. So I have a little blurb in there.
Don't they also have to notify when their employer changes?
Yes.
So if the previous case where it was questioning if that veterinarian was going to continue to practice, if he would open, he or she would open their own practice, they'd still have to file for it. And if they went to work for somebody else, they'd have to report it.
Correct. They have 20 days to notify the board of a change of employment or address.
If you go sell your practice or you're in partial retirement or whatever you want to do, and you say, I'm no longer the owner of this practice, but I'm going to do relief work under Robin's Relief Services, do I have to tell you every practice that I'm going to work in?
No. You do not. You would just let us know that you're doing relief work.
Yeah.
If
they are going to say we're doing relief work, we can't fill it. We wouldn't have any visibility to the type of practice that's being done or...
Probably not. We give them the option of choosing a primary place that they may be providing relief services at, and that only relates to because then there's something to show on the board's website. Like if you as a relief vet think your former clients are going to look for you, that will at least one way to give them that contact information. But otherwise, for relief vets who don't pick a primary place, the website just shows nothing. And we wouldn't be able to tell anybody either if they called us. We would just say, yeah, we know they're doing relief, but we don't know where.
And is that something that would hold true too if somebody was working full time and picked up an emergency clinic shift or something just to make extra money? Do they have to let you know that?
They do not. They just have to have one primary place.
Okay.
There's a fair amount of people who have more than one, because when we do premise inspections, we go in and ask, you know, who's working here besides relief vets, and we ask, is it full time or part time? And then we go back and make sure those people have active licenses. And we're also seeing if that employment information matches what we were told. And if not, if based on our time availability, then we'll contact the licensee to say, hey, you haven't updated us in 6 months that you moved. But it always, to be clear, it's always their responsibility. We don't always have time to chase people down to do what they're supposed to do, but we try. I'm not sure about getting to the point, though.
No.
So just moving on to renewal. So we're having the online systems. It's undergoing testing, IT testing right now to make sure that it talks to the state web portal for the payment piece of it. If you remember last time, we waived all the fees. So we're double checking to make sure, because all the credit card has to mesh with the state's financial system as it runs through the bank to the state financial system, so it's pretty complicated. So we hope that there's no problems there. So by the end of November, that should be open. So the newsletter will come out, and then we'll do another mailing that says, hey, the system will be open as of this date, or we expect it to be. Probably couch my words just in case something goes wrong. But we are purposely funneling people into a smaller amount of time because we have to be there every single day, like for 2 months. So we're purposely compressing it on that regard. But people, if you remember, people actually, their licenses expire December 31st, but there's a month grace period into mm-hmm. the end of January before there's a penalty fee. And just to remind you all, so you can remind your friends and colleagues, there still seems to be some confusion about when the CE has to be done. The CE, by rule, the CE has to be done by December 31st. You can still formally renew and go pay and do everything in January, but the CE has to be done by December 31st. So that is something that we would look at in audit, did they do that? So that piece of it, so board staff is gearing up for our happy season for the next few months to come on that.
Victoria, do yes. we have any openings on the IC committees?
We do not right now. We expect okay. to have a public member opening in the afternoon committee. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe two.
Oh, possibly.
Okay, because there is someone I would like to work on and recruit who is retiring from their job with the U of A.
Okay. That would be great. And they can actually go ahead and apply for that on the board's website under the miscellaneous.
Good.
There's a
yeah.
like an application.
Yeah. Okay, so, great. Thanks.
Any questions about renewals at all? Nothing's really different. And staff updates, if you didn't before the meeting, I'd like to introduce our new office manager, Caitlin Williams. Caitlin joins us from the Department of Agriculture, worked there several years, and we actually had a group lunch yesterday and realized we know some veterinarians in common of how we've come across in the office, so off to a good start of having a good background of what we do here, so happy to have her join us.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
It's great. And then also I have been in the hiring process for the inspector position for several weeks now. So I hope to wrap that up within the next few weeks as well. So we have someone in place. Again, the goal is to get someone here before the renewal holiday season
starts.
So you can
put two jobs
yeah,
or more?
Three jobs, yeah. Yes, that would be lovely. So yes, so perhaps next meeting we'll have yet again someone else to introduce.
Great.
And that's all I have today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay, review and approval of minutes. The September 28th, 2022 regular session minutes. We are going to have Dr. James abstaining as you were absent.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the September 28th, 2022 regular session minutes.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Now we have the September 28, 2022 executive session minutes. Again, Dr. James abstaining.
Madam Chair, I'll move the approval of the September 28, 2022 exec session minutes.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second to approve the executive session minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Now on to the consent agenda. Who wants to do that? Oh, sorry. The board may discuss, consider, and take action on the listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member.
Since you're the vice chair, I can be one of the, but I can do another one.
No, I was thinking I was abstaining, and I was like, oh, wait, no. I will make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A4, A5, A6, A8, A10, A11, A13, A15, and A18.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve the consent agenda, removing several items. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
And then I will make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A4, A6, A10, A11, A13, A15, and A18.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Last one, we'll vote to, or I'll make a motion to approve pending compliance, A5 and A8.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, summary of current events. This is the time for the board chair, any member of the board or executive director to give a brief summary on current events that affect the board. Information only, and no discussion may occur.
Just, I have one quick informational item.
Yes, let's hear it.
The Arizona Humane Society's new facility, the top-off ceremony was Friday, adding the last beam on top, and it's scheduled to open tentatively June of 2023, correct, Dr. Key?
I heard we get the keys in June 2023, probably not open.
Okay, yeah, because there's transition, yes, so on. Thank you.
Wow, that was right around the corner now. Yeah.
72,000 square feet, $49 million facility, the core of which is an Arizona Regional Animal Medical Center, and they are proud to be a teaching institution now also with both Midwestern and the U of A.
I toured the new Oregon Humane Society shelter and public clinic. Oh man, that was impressive.
Yeah, this is going to be state of the art nationally.
This one, I guess Oregon is taking over, well, they're trying to, I guess they really takes it over if they claim to or whatever. But they want to do cruelty for across the country. So they invested a ton in their cruelty investigation space, like where they store evidence, how they get the evidence in, the body exhuming chambers, the MRI that's in the area that's not used for live animals at all. It's just insanely crazy how much has gone into that building. It's not in operation yet, but it's within weeks, which is so cool.
Okay, any other events, comments? Okay.
Sadly, Mr. Johnson isn't here, so I can't tell him I'm going hunting.
I was about to say, I didn't know if our new chair was a hunter too, so. She's gonna get yelled at.
Okay, now on to the call to the public. I think we are calling.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I can
go. Yeah, so you can poke the bear. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Our new chair has a new arch nemesis now.
Yeah.
The torches
we'll
have
passed. What if we're going to, maybe we're going to be best friends.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. It's Tracy at the Veterinary Board. The board is ready to address the call to the public.
Okay, sorry, I just want to make sure. Okay. thank you, Mr. Johnson, for joining us today. This is our call to the public. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number on any public comment matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431-02H, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for further discussion at a later date. So we will now give you 3 minutes to speak, Mr. Johnson. Can you hear it?
Mr. Johnson, you can go ahead and speak to the board now.
Hi, honorable chairman, the new chairman, I welcome you, Jessica. I heard a lot of good things about you. I'm watching closely what you are going to do to the board. My name is Dr. John Johnson. I'm a senior veterinarian, and you would imagine, it's a long time veterinary experience, as in nationally, internationally. And I have been communicating with Victoria for a long time. She's a wonderful human being, she listens. Even though know sometimes I misspoke with my emotion. But I wanted to know, Madam Jessica, what are you going to do for the people of Arizona and also for the profession? And in my opinion, Arizona veterinary system is broken. I have been watching this for years. Arizona can do much better, and Arizona is in the list of our state, and Victoria and me talk about it. And this occasion I want to address, Madam Jessica, we have extreme shortage of veterinarian in the state of Arizona. I don't know how much elaborate experience you have in the state of Arizona, and I bought a Jeep. I traveled around Arizona. I know the sensitivity I am talking about. We have extreme shortage of veterinarians in the rural areas, in the village areas, in the mountain areas of Arizona. And that has been going on since 1969, madam. So we got to do something about it. And Madam Victoria agreed with me, and she totally in agreement with me for this issue. And I talked to the dean of the two colleges we have in Arizona. And they are not interested for that. They are really interested for academic, and also they are interested to make money. And I don't know why did they come to Arizona. And I have elaborate issue to talk about within this 3 minutes, Madam Jessica. It's impossible. So I would urge you to allow me more time to speak about this issue, and I have a plan, because I love Arizona, and we can correct this. Now, you know, England has chosen an Indian immigrant as the Prime Minister of the UK. So I was listening to the debate in the Parliament. How generous and compassionate, understanding they are to accommodate an Indian descent as the Prime Minister of the UK. So we have to change a lot of things. Arizona has been going on like this, and I'm getting sick of it. And I was here for a long time. So Madam Jessica, constructively, if you agree with me, you should think about that. And I have a disagreement with the previous chairman, and he was killing animals. And he carried on what he did for the state of Arizona.
Dr. Johnson.
Other than he killed a lot of animals. So do you kill animals, Jessica? Let me know you have a rifle, or any board members have a rifle to go around kill animals. I disagree with that. I resent that. You cannot kill animals.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you for your comments. I let you go a little bit long today, so I appreciate you know the rules that I cannot respond to you. But I look forward to talking to you over the phone.
Jessica, rules are made by people. People make the rules. This is a rush state, Jessica, and I know you have little experience in the board, but you don't have enough experience to address the issue. You want to sit down the chair?
Thank you. Dr. Johnson, we're going to have to disconnect now, okay?
That's okay, but I will never stop it.
Okay, well, we appreciate your dedication.
I hope you will talk to me. If you are reasonable, no. talk to me. I'm these people who are going to help.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Thanks. Have a great day.
Just that's your new best.
Did I hear that correctly? If you're unreasonable, go to hell.
Folks, we are, so we are finished with call to the public. Please note, our next meeting is going to be on Wednesday, November 16th. And I think, again, we're going to be, we're going to be over in Boardroom B. So, yeah, look forward to seeing everyone then. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. No.